B-Pod Studios.
All right. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorenz studio. Jeff Dye appearing at the Comedy Zone this weekend in Charlotte. What's up, Jeff?
How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
We're
good. I love what you've done with the place.
I like our prison-colored walls.
Our studio is so filthy. We're embarrassed when guests like yourself come in because, like, look at the carpet next to you there on the floor.
Yeah.
It looked like a murder happened.
Like, the walls are disgusting.
Yeah. There's a lot of stains in this
studio.
Yeah,
what happened to that wall?
Well, we're in a big, giant standoff. The night guy and the afternoon girl think that we did it, but we didn't, because we do make messes in here, but we clean it up.
Yeah, so...
So they're like, oh, the morning show did it.
And we're
so
like,
I'm not cleaning
also,
it.
Isn't that an interesting standoff? You're cleaning people. Just clean it. That's what cleaning people are supposed... You're not supposed to be like, hey, you can't make a mess.
Bro, it's cool that you think we hire cleaning people.
Well, the building does, for sure. Not you guys.
They do, but you know what? The cleaning people don't come into the studios. Yeah. Like, they've been told.
They're afraid to
knock anything off the air.
Because they're all stealing habits. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, static
You're
electricity.
Like, hey, who took my Sir Purr bobblehead? Those rascals.
Yeah, this is like our domain that we're supposed to take care of, but now nobody wants to take care of it.
I like your sweater. I know that people are listening on radio and no one can see it.
Thank you. I have a very loud leopard neon pink and yellow sweater on.
It's fantastic. You know what it reminds me of?
80s.
Sure. I had a more specific answer.
Okay.
The strawberry shortcake things you get from an ice cream truck. You know, those
yeah.
Like
yeah,
bars.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Those
are
reminds
good.
Me. They're delicious, yeah.
Yeah,
the strawberry shortcake on a stick.
Good look. But anyways, nobody can see it, so let's not talk about
a
your
real
sweater.
Weird leopard, though. That was cute
yeah,
for that
yeah.
shirt.
Some weird raver, Lady Gaga-like leopard.
I would like for you guys to refer to me as the weird leopard, Lady Gaga leopard
yeah.
for
raver,
the rest of the show.
Lady
yeah.
Gaga leopard. You got
so,
it.
I'm always interested by people who end up go to Last Comic Standing. Like, how do you make the decision whether or not you're just going to continue doing like the club tours, going, you know, city to city, mm-hmm. or like jumping on to like Last Comic Standing?
Oh, I was not a very successful comedian, so for me to get on Last Comic, I was like happy to do it.
Really?
Yeah, I was like living in a car. I like was only working like Seattle comedy clubs, which is like two at the time. So when they told me like Last Comic Standing, I was like a 23-year-old kid who was like, yeah, that sounds fantastic. And so when I got on it, I did real well, mostly because that show does a lot of casting. It wasn't about
That's
who's
cool.
funniest.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, he's got a good look, and he's young, and he's funny enough. Push him through.
Interesting.
Yeah, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And then, after that, then my real career took off. But Last Comic Standing is to credit, for sure. Changed my life.
That's awesome.
Well, from living in a car to, like, having money. That's a good
right.
feeling.
And, like, getting an agent and stuff.
Yeah, and, like,
eating,
living in L.A.
You know?
Yeah, survival.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Last Comic Standing put like food in my belly and money in my bank and women in my bed.
Love that.
Sometimes fellas.
You are speaking 90s yeah. language. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it's good. But that was also, I was like 2008.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's been fantastic. I'm very happy. Very
yeah,
grateful.
I just didn't know if it really, you know, made a difference, but I guess it does. You know?
Yeah, and I think yeah. some guys it wouldn't. Like, I think like some guys are already independently successful.
Right.
They don't need it, but like I needed it, and it's been fantastic. Yeah.
So that was the pivotal point in your career, you feel like?
That was the first thing, yeah, that
yeah.
I ever did. And
it's
then after that, I did a show.
Say, hey, come back to my car.
Yeah, yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wanted to do that.
And then where are we going to go? Well, I
would
know.
Just lie to girls. I would just be like, oh, I'm, I was touring in New York, so I that's why I've been gone so long.
Yeah. Or you can seem really deep. Like, I love taking long drives, and we can just,
yeah.
just talk.
Sometimes
you and
I'll
I
just
talk.
Crash in here because I've driven so far.
Well, now that, like, minimalist thing is, like, a turn on for women.
Yeah,
like,
have you seen the girl on YouTube that's living in a van with a pet snake?
I don't know, but
there's lots of those girls.
One of the guys that was on The Bachelor is like living out of a van, and he's like, the girl that he's dating was a former Miss North Carolina USA. Like,
okay.
Women are into that now.
Wow. Yeah, minimalist.
I don't think they are. I don't think that. I think they're
into
maximists.
Into winter.
Yeah, name anybody that's got a lot of stuff. They've probably got a really beautiful girlfriend.
Jeff Dye in the studio with the Manny Roy and Lorenz show, hanging out at the Comedy Zone this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. You can get tickets
yeah.
at CLTComedyZone.com. Our producer did a little bio for you.
Okay, perfect.
So
good work.
Are all these true? Dog lover?
That's true.
Bigfoot enthusiast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Explain.
I just like Bigfoot. It's fun to talk about. Well, it's not funny to talk about, but it's fun to talk about.
Do you believe?
Oh, 100%.
Do you believe in a lot of conspiracies and
no,
supernatural
No, I don't
stuff?
Think that's a conspiracy. It's just a big monkey that lives in the woods.
Just walks up Seattle,
not
though.
That hard like, to believe.
Yeah.
Like, you're from the Washington area, so yeah. it's, like, big up there.
And I've never had a sighting or anything. I've but, like, literally, it's just... I believe there's thousands of upright walking monkeys that live in the woods. We never go in the woods. It's always like city people that are so cocky about it. They'll be like, oh, you believe it? You're like, what do you know about it? You don't go in the woods. And people that live in the woods don't go out at night. Like, they don't go into the woods at night.
So it's a perfect storm of...
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable that a monkey lives in the woods.
Roy, what else is on that list? You see that? That's a good list.
Bed bug survivor.
That's true, dude. Yeah, I had bed bugs once. It was the worst thing that ever happened.
How did you find that out?
I don't know.
Oh, I put a lot of weird stuff on the internet.
Where did you get bed bugs from? Like a hotel or like
a crappy
girl's
hotel?
Bed?
When you're a comic, you go to some pretty crappy hotels.
Can you imagine Jeff gets out of his car and spends his first night in a hotel?
This is hilarious.
Thank goodness.
This is the only show I've ever been. Like, I've been on tons of television shows. I have an Emmy. I just did a movie, and you guys are like, so what's this thing with Bigfoot and the bed bugs?
We're hung up on the bed bugs.
Yeah, that'll really move some tickets this weekend.
We couldn't move past your Twitter bio.
I put it on my bio because if you just brag about your credits in your Twitter bio, then everyone just thinks you're a douche, you know? Well, but if you put silly stuff, that is true, you know?
Like, well, our producer typed up all your stuff that you've been on, all your TV
you don't have
shows,
to do
or
that.
But we couldn't get past Bigfoot.
I just hope that people aren't listening going, well, I want to go see this guy. This guy had bed bugs. He's talking about having sex with girls in cars. This doesn't seem like a guy I'd go see.
Well, don't worry. They'll come out, the Comedy Zone, tonight
and
tomorrow
night. What do you guys think about Bigfoot? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
So Carolina's got its own share of sightings.
Yeah,
and
tons.
I just don't believe it. I think there's an answer to everything, and you know, I don't know. Like,
do you believe in Loch Ness Monster?
Well, that's easy to search a whole lake. We can search a lake with
lasers.
But
there's tons of woods.
That's fair.
The woods are huge. And there's like hundreds of thousands of acres that we're not allowed to go into that are owned by the government, and they're considered dense timber, and you can't get into it. And so, like, for anything to survive out there, it'd be easy. We have bones. We have hair. We have an animal that was an upright bipedal hominid named Gigantopithecus that literally we know walked the earth.
Oh, you're serious?
So the thing is that, like, isn't it just kind of easy to believe that that still exists?
It could.
We find bones from them all the time, and they go, "Oh, that's just an old dead one." You're like,
"Jeff,
what?
Did you just change my mind?" Like,
I know.
I'm telling you, it's real. The more you look into it, the more you go.
Comedy tonight for the Bigfoot extravaganza.
On his Twitter bio, he says he's an Illuminati member.
Yeah,
I now believe that immediately after hearing all this Bigfoot nonsense.
That's the only one that's not true.
And for those people that don't know Jeff or maybe haven't seen him, you got a little Fallon thing going on.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh, that makes me
like
happy.
Your tone and even his face. A little, no?
Mm-hmm. I do the Tonight Show pretty often, and this goes
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Back to an earlier thing that's happened in my life that I think is very funny. So the first thing I ever did after Last Comic Standing was...
Close your eyes. It's Fallon. Go ahead.
You think so? I've heard Jason Mewes a lot.
I can get Fallon.
So I get off of Last Comic Standing, and all these networks are like, hey, we can make money off this kid. Ah. Yeah. So I have this general interview at a place called Catalyst Production Company, and they want a host for this new show called Numb Nuts, and I have to meet with Jason Goldberg and Ashton Kutcher. And like I said, I went from like living in a car to like literally a month later, like having a meeting with the big brass at this place, and Ashton Kutcher, celebrity. And leading up to then, I always had like floppy hair. I'm 6'4" and I'm silly. So I always heard like, oh, you remind me of Ashton Kutcher. You remind me of Ashton Kutcher. And then I get in a meeting with Ashton Kutcher and we talk for about 30 minutes and he goes, you know, there's something about you I like. And I didn't say it because I don't want to lose the job, but I was like, yeah, you like you, dude. That's what you like. And it's funny that I'm a regular on The Tonight Show. Maybe that's exactly what Jimmy's doing. He's like, yeah, there's something about this guy that I'm in.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's very
cool.
Weird.
Do you get nervous before you do the Tonight Show, before you go out?
I would love to tell you no, because I'm never, ever nervous to do stand up because I'm good at it, but that's the ones I get nervous on, and I feel like you can tell. Like when I watch, I go, ugh, I get a little cringy.
Oh, you watch?
Yeah, of
oh,
course.
I would never. I don't like to listen to our show back.
Why?
Because
we
too
suck.
Critical.
How do you think this interview is going?
I love you guys, and you should listen to it. I love listening to myself.
Yeah.
I know that you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to have fake humility nowadays, yeah. But I'm being honest. Like, I listen to my own podcast. I enjoy our conversations.
I do too. I enjoy it, but I listen with a critical ear.
Oh,
yeah. And I would be too rough. But
you
listen,
guys are great.
I got to interview.
Being too hard on yourselves. You got great lives and good jobs.
I know. We love it.
I hate myself. Why is that good?
I got to interview Travolta years ago when he did Get Shorty. That movie, Get Shorty, came out years ago. And so I go, do you ever, like, just go home and turn on the TV and Pulp Fiction's on and you watch Pulp Fiction? Acting is such a job to him that he goes, oh, that's a good question, but not really. But the character I played, what was his name?
That's a cool move.
And
that's
a cool move, man.
What?
Yeah.
It's like one of the most legendary characters, Vincent Vega.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, thank you. Yeah. He's like, what a great character. But no, I don't. And I walked away from that going, that it's just a job for that dude.
But you think he was kidding.
I don't like that at all.
No.
No, that does nothing for me. I like when people love life and they love themselves. And they now's the time to be a bright color. That's okay to enjoy what you do and be like, no, like there's a guy, you know, the Double Rainbow guy?
No, yeah.
Okay, so he's a sweetheart. I would kill to be his friend. He's this man who just lives in the woods and loves his life, and he makes YouTube videos. And if you watch this video on CNN, like, where is he now? Like, they did this whole thing where they go up to where he lives. He's got no money. He just lives on the side of this mountain. He's like, sweetheart. And there's this part where he's like, I love watching my YouTube videos. I do them for me. And that shows, because some of them have like 100 views or something like that. And they've been up for like 8 years. And he goes, but that's why I do it. I like making the videos. I like going home and I like watching my videos. And I hope other people like watching my videos. And it's not a big fan base. And then when he talks about the one Double Rainbow video, it's got millions of like, I don't know, 50 million, 70 million hits or something. And that's the one he could monetize. Right? That's the one he could make a ton of money. And they go, but why have you never put ads on that or monetize it? And he gets teary eyed and he goes, because that was like my gift to the world. I want my best thing to be, and you can't put money on God. Like that's my gift. And I was like, that does something for me. Like that makes me feel.
Yeah,
it's not
great.
A guy that goes, acting's just a job.
Ugh. Yeah.
No, Applebee's is a job.
And that was Travolta,
creating art.
And you're not surprised that Travolta did that. Like, Travolta seems like that type of guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So. But I don't know. He's got a pretty good job to just call a job.
He's also a pilot.
Is he?
Yeah, he flies.
His house is on a landing strip.
Yeah. So that's his hobby. That's his passion.
On Oprah's last season, everybody in her audience got to go to Australia on Qantas, and freaking Travolta was the pilot.
What?
Yeah. Now, of course, there was other real legit pilots.
Right. I was going to say,
but
Oprah
goes, we're all going to Australia, and her crowd's in a frenzy. And then she goes, and guess who your pilot is? And brings out Travolta.
That's so weird.
And the crowd's like, what?
Could you imagine having to vacation with a whole studio audience? That would be a nightmare.
Like the person who you were like, hey, that's my seat.
Yeah.
And like, you fought the whole time.
You know, making the same bad, like, oh, where are you from, Charlotte? Isn't it rainy there right now?
And we talked about that at the taping.
It's just so... It'd be awful.
Jeff Dye at the Comedy Zone.
Yep, get your tickets at cltcomedyzone.com. Jeff, we thank you so
love
much
you guys.
For coming
Thanks
by.
For having me. I appreciate you. Don't get too drunk here.
We're going to have some Bloody Marys. Just real quick, what are you going to do tonight? Like, what's your stand-up? Just like real life stuff?
It's fun. Yeah, I'm the smiley, happy comic. It's not clean by any means. I guess you could say it's very clean, but it's still edgy.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all. I don't do politics. I talk about dumb guy stuff. I'm happy.
You host it better late than never.
I'm like a big dog.
Huh? You host it better late than never.
I was on it. Yeah, well, not the host, but
you should have been the host.
Well, it's Henry Winkler, William Shatner, George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw, and myself, and we travel the world.
That's such cool. A cool concept.
Yeah, they're fun. So season one, we went to Asia for a few months, and then season two, we went to Europe and Africa for a few months.
Who was the biggest pain?
Bill Shatner. Yeah, he's awful.
Yeah, I figured.
Talking
about
someone. Audio of him.
That's
going
a guy.
Off on people.
Yeah,
he's a pretty grumpy guy. One of the things he's one of those guys who's like, I could never watch myself. We're like, okay.
Who was the best on that crew?
Terry Bradshaw.
Okay, thank you.
Hands down.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Henry Winkler probably seems like
he's
really cool. Yeah.
And Henry Winkler's like the nicest dude in the world. But
now, wasn't that show only meant to be only around for a couple seasons? Or did it get...
Jeez, Roy.
No, I don't remember that it was supposed to
no,
be.
No, no,
Roy
that's
has
not
a
mean
with
question.
Words.
No, yeah. They even still now go, you guys, get ready. Keep your bags packed. And we're like, dude, it's been like a year. Like, I don't think you're going to send us out again.
I don't know. It's a cool concept.
I loved it. Yeah, I figured we could go to every country. If Bachelor can have this many seasons and find all these different places
you're
to
not
go.
Joking.
Yeah, the world is huge. Yeah. That's why I hate it when people say Africa. It's too vague for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an African-American. Oh, I went to Africa this summer. That's a whole continent, dude. Like Egypt. Yeah. Did you go to Morocco? Were you, like, there's...
South Africa.
Yeah,
Kenya.
Like, we talk about Africa like it's this one place that has, like, elephants and giraffes. You're like, no, it's a whole continent.
You guys should go to North Korea and have a few laughs.
We did go to North Korea in the episode.
Did?
Yeah, but you should see it.
I will. I'm going to check that out. I didn't know you did that. That's
very
awesome.
Scary stuff. But when you're with four living legends, it's you get to do whatever you want. Yeah. Like, they're rich
and
famous.
Did you go to DMZ?
We did.
If they went to North Korea, I'm sure they went to the DMZ.
They could have flown into an airport in North Korea and not went to the DMZ. I don't
I wanna know.
What's
yours? Like, what? Like, how did you get this job? Like, are you like a very?
I don't know. But people think I'm funny. I still don't know how I got this job.
No, I didn't mean it in a condescending way. Like, you seem very sharp. You seem like you're very intelligent.
Well, it's because I'm wearing glasses. Let me take them off.
No.
Tell Jeff where you just graduated.
You're very
frank. I just graduated from Harvard Business School.
Okay. Yeah, there's something. I was like, this guy's got a shirt. There was like four things that I was like, oh, he's on top of his stuff. You seem like a guy like me, just like a regular nice guy.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Why are you staring at me like that?
I don't know. I couldn't tell if you were looking in this camera. If
no,
looking
I'm looking at,
you.
What about Loren?
Yeah, what about me?
I don't know. You seem like a great lady, too.
Oh, Jeff.
That's so vague.
She's not.
We just
I
met.
I hate you. What's happening?
I'm just kidding.
Very high, very wealthy.
Who
lives in a gated community? Full-size candy bars.
Full-size candy bars for Halloween.
Hey, good
all
for
eyes.
You. You
all
can do
eyes.
That, though, if you only get like four trick-or-treaters
right.
at your giant gates.
No.
Yeah. Do you live in L.A.?
Sherman Oaks, yeah. I love Sherman Oaks.
Are the fires messing?
Yeah, we got a little bit of smoke going on right now, but I was telling these guys, like you can't... I'm a big advocate of, like, just you don't complain about anything, no matter how bad. If you're missing an arm, go, I got another arm. And if you lose both those, go, I got legs still. If you lose the legs, be like, I'm happy to be alive. That's kind of how I go through life. My house is covered in, like, ash and smoke. And, like,
really?
What am I going to say? Hey, Brian, get down here. Your house is all over my house. Like, hey, all your crap is making my Tesla ashy. Like,
do you mind?
I just have to sit in my house and go, I guess this will be over soon. I don't know. They're like, you need to evacuate.
Okay.
I was like, no, I'm just going to chill here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good all luck. Right.
Thank you very much.
Jeff
Love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Go see him. It is tonight, tomorrow night at the Comedy Zone. Tickets, CLTComedyZone.com. Thanks
you
for joining
Jeff.
The Main Room. The Rent Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.